Welcome back. You're here with David Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. Faisal, this is we call it More Than Money because it's about lifestyle. It's about more than just money. What can money do for you,
it's
right?
It's about an experience.
It's about experience.
It's about achieving stuff.
You know, exactly.
This is very, it's an interesting time going through a pandemic.
Yep.
A lot of people have been isolated.
Yes.
Have been separated from their social networks. And I'm finding that the people in the demographic of the 50 plus crowd, the 55 plus crowd, when you've been isolated, when you've been separated from your social networks and you want that reconnection, they're actually looking at different ways of connecting.
Right.
And they're going online on dating apps.
Yep.
So I saw this come in and I saw this data and I was quite surprised about it because I didn't think that that would be a quick jump for individuals to go on, especially during an isolation period or a shutdown.
Yeah, well, so let's find a little bit more about that, right? Clearly it's happening, there's a trend in place there. Is it pandemic related? Was it before the pandemic? Do you expect it to happen after the pandemic? Let's find out. Morgan Henderson is with us. She's an analyst for Choice Mutual. Morgan, first of all, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
All right, well, so do tell here, this 55 plus crowd, I know you've been doing some research on seniors using dating apps. Tell us a little bit about the research and what you're finding.
Yeah, so we ended up surveying a bunch of seniors to see how they're dating, because obviously for everyone, especially during the pandemic over just about the last year, dating has been extremely difficult. And even before that, it was hard. So a lot of seniors who are commonly associated with being like not up to speed with tech or that kind of don't want to integrate their lives into tech are in fact doing so. So many people are on Tinder and Match and Hinge and Plenty of Fish and all of those different dating apps. And of the seniors that have dated within the last 5 years or so, about a third of them are on dating apps. So that can be a very large percentage of that population that are on there searching for love, searching to make those relationship connections.
So you said one third is on dating apps. That means two third is not. Any particular reason in your findings of why they're not on those dating apps and what else are they doing?
We don't have the exact reasons as to why they may not be. I guess it's not too surprising that they wouldn't be on dating apps because a lot of them would probably prefer the traditional methods, like when they were younger and dating and being set up by friends or family or just meeting people at community events and such. But we have found that they are using, you know, local events, going to casual, you know, daily activities, like going to the grocery store, meeting people there. A lot of people are meeting relationship partners at religious settings. And also with this age group, we're seeing some people, 7% of seniors in the survey specified that they have had success finding a relationship at a senior living community. So definitely a little bit different for that age group. Obviously, younger people probably aren't going to be meeting their relationship partners at senior living communities, but they still are meeting through a lot of the same ways that younger people are, going to bars, going to dating events, on vacations and that kind of thing as well.
Dave, when you were single, you were using dating apps.
Yeah, my wife and I met on Match.com. Now, I'm 53 today, but how old was I? I don't know, 45 or something like that when I used it. So maybe I don't fit into that category, but I'm going to share my experience and I would really like to know, Morgan, the opposite question of what Faisal just asked, why those people are choosing to go on it. But to your point, what I found is after my divorce, I was busy. And one of the things that I didn't want to do was just to date in the same social circle, right? That I didn't want to do that. But I couldn't figure out a way to get outside of that social circle. Like, how am I going to meet people that aren't in my social circle? And so Match.com, in my case, that was, I think, the one that was around at the time, was that one. And my wife, interestingly, came from Toronto. She moved here. She didn't know anybody, so she didn't have a social circle. And that's why she used that application. Now, again, that's not 55. It's maybe 10 years before. But I am interested to know why one third, because that actually is a pretty high number, I thought, given that really I wasn't comfortable with technology in that.
You're still not comfortable with technology.
That was a stretch for me, and I assume there's a bunch of 55-year-olds thinking the same, you know, 55-plus thinking the same thing. So Let's ask that question. Why of those that have chosen to go on, that one third, what are the reasons you're hearing?
So we didn't have specific reasons as to why they, like, we didn't get that in the survey. We didn't ask them why they were going on dating apps, but in doing further research on potentially why they could be doing it, if you're looking at that age group, they might be getting a push from their family members. You know, a lot of them probably have older kids or grandchildren who are like, hey, why are you not on these dating apps? We can help set you up. So they're probably also getting that help from their loved ones that want to see them be successful and find those relationships, which could be a really big one. There also may just be that people, like you mentioned, are not, they don't know how to get out of their social circle. They don't know how else to meet new people. And so they figure, I'm just going to go in, I'm going to give it a shot, we'll see what happens. I'm going to give it 100% and do all that I can. So those are a couple of the bigger reasons why people in the 55 plus age group may be experimenting with these dating apps.
Morgan, we've got about a minute or so left. Give our listeners and viewers the top three dating apps that the 55 plus crowd were using.
So the top one is Tinder, and about 35% were using Tinder. Other sites were Match.com, which had about 28%, and Hinge with 25% of people. And those are people saying, those percentages are people saying that they actually met and had a relationship with someone on the platform, not even just people using it. So, I mean, if you look at Tinder, 35% of those people on Tinder are finding relationships, which is really fantastic.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, that is. Now, one last question before we go quickly. Is this pandemic related? Did you see a spike because of the pandemic, or was this a trend in place before the pandemic?
This was actually done just before the pandemic hit. So this could be, you know, changing a little bit more. It could be making a bigger shift towards the digital world for seniors simply because the pandemic did have a big effect on that.
Morgan, thank you very much for your time. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Been joined by Morgan Henderson, an analyst at Choice Mutual. All right, that's part of the lifestyle, my friend.
Part of the experience. It's all achievable. That's the key thing.
That's right.
All the stuff that you want to have in your retirement is achievable, including dating and going on dating apps and finding someone.
And relationships, that's right.
And we're going to talk about how do you securitize and bulletproof your retirement financially at our next webinar on Tuesday, June 15, 7 p.m., live online. You need to register. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com.
Are you losing out on opportunity by investing with your advisor? Stick around after the break, and we're going to challenge that. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.